You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, it's a podcast, third Wednesday. It's a Wednesday, We do a podcast, Al. What's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So yesterday, you know, I've been having in my bathroom sink upstairs, which, by the way, is only 3 years old. When I moved in to my condo, I put all new vanity and sinks and all this stuff. So, you know, over time, you spit in toothpaste and mouthwash in there. It gets clogged, and I would unclog it and this sort of thing. But yesterday, I thought, you know what? I'm going to take it all apart and clean it out. Like, really give it a cleaning. I looked. I was like,
The pipes.
They're plastic. And then the metal pipe is in the wall. But everything outside of that is plastic.
Okay.
So I go, all right. I remove that elbow thing first. I figure maybe the clog is sitting there. Pull that out. There's nothing in it, Jerry. And that, in fact, it smells like Listerine. Like, wow. I was like, wow, this is beautiful. Then I took the flashlight and I looked down the drain from the sink. And it was just gobs of terribleness.
Gunk.
Yeah. So I said, let me unscrew this. So I unscrewed that, and in the process, the thing cracked.
Oh.
So, by the way, it was filled with junk. But now I've got to, I've got myself in a situation where I'm replacing a sink drain. And it doesn't look that complicated.
I hope it's not for you.
And I'm hoping, I was thinking on my way home today, there's a hardware store in Bradley Beach, and there's also one in Belmar that's got a little bigger. So I said, I'm going to go in there and get it. I looked on YouTube yesterday. I mean, I think I could do it.
I
just need the thing that goes in the drain of the sink in the bathroom, and I need some plumber's putty and some sealant.
I just know sometimes these things come back a little bit tougher than they should be.
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes things look so simple.
Yes.
And the littlest thing that the experienced plumber or electrician or contractor knows that we don't.
Right.
And they cause major problems.
And they don't even realize how big of a thing it is.
Right.
I'll give you a good example. So first, last night, yesterday afternoon, I was like, let me look on YouTube. And I just put in bathroom sink and a drain replacement. I was like, oh, perfect. There's one video that's 3 minutes long. There's one video that's 32 minutes long. So I'm like, well, I clearly am not going to fix this in 3 minutes.
Right.
But 30 minutes? So I kind of watched both of them, and I got bored of the 30-minute one. Similar, yeah, but that first one, the female plumber in the 3-minute one, she's like, I just grab this, you unloosen this, put this in, tighten it back up, and there you go. And that's how you replace a drain. I'm like, what? So,
and then it was the second one.
The second one, this was very detailed, too detailed. Like, it's like 20 minutes of talking. Like, dude, get to the point. So I was fast-forwarding through it. But, I think I'm going to try to do that today.
All right,
this
good
afternoon.
Luck. I hope that works out for you.
Yeah.
I don't fool around plumbing.
Yeah, you're right. And had I not have a second bathroom sink, I wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. And it happened innocently. First, I was like, I'm just going to remove the elbow and
one leads
clear
to
it
two,
out.
And two could lead to three, right.
And there was nothing to clear out. So I was like, huh, okay.
Well, you don't just use Drano?
I always heard that's bad for your pipes.
Yeah, I think if you use them every month.
Yeah.
But like to me, if you have a, if especially with what you do, I don't think you'd need it very often. Maybe once a year you clean them out.
Yeah, right. It's legitimately toothpaste,
right.
And toothpaste, soap, and mouthwash.
I think if you did it once a year, you probably just makes a world of difference, and that's probably all you got
to
do.
But something about me wanted to have all super clean pipes.
Fair enough.
And it was innocent. I did the one thing, and I was like, all right, let me try this pipe. Oh, there's junk in there. Let me try this pipe, and then...
How'd you crack it? Your superhuman strength?
The thing that cracked was... You know the stopper that you put in the hole in the sink?
Okay.
That gets put on with plumber's putty. It was loose. So when I went to kind of move it to clean it out, it cracked. Because, you know, it's all cheap plastic
these days.
Yeah,
sure.
So,
well, good luck. I'm rooting for you.
I'm going to do that this afternoon, Jerry.
All right. That sounds like a day right there.
That does sound like a day, right?
That does. That sounds like an afternoon project.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Then the other thing was I wanted to talk to you about, because I'm a little legitimately confused about.
Confused or conflicted?
Confused.
Okay.
So we talked about each of us went to Princeton Longevity Center.
Yes.
Got our scans and that sort of thing. One of the things they went over with both of us was something called visceral fat.
Yeah.
This is the fat that's in our stomach. Not the layer of fat that you could pinch, but I guess the layer underneath that.
Yeah. The dangerous fat.
That's the dangerous fat, right? Because it goes around your organs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you get a score, and a score of below 100 is what you want,
right?
I scored a 103.
Yeah,
which means I'm over.
Barely, but you're over.
But I'm over.
Yeah,
Jerry,
and you weigh nothing.
I'm 5'11", and I weigh 149 pounds.
Yes, they want you to weigh 108.
Like what? And I eat well. Now,
you eat great.
Right, but, you know, yes, on the weekends, do I have a Miller Lite with a pizza? On a Saturday night? Sure. But 90% of the other. So, how is that their score?
Did you ask them?
I don't know why I didn't ask.
Like, that's a great question.
You know why? Because she even, the doctor, she said... your score is 103, so that's good, that's acceptable. She should have said, if she would have said 103, we prefer it to be under 100, but you're not far off, then I could have, it was after I got my paperwork back and I looked at it, and I was like, huh, like.
Look at it this way, it could be me. My score was 179.
179.
Way above the acceptable limit.
It's just a weird,
yeah.
Like, what are...
I'd love to know what some scores are for
people
they see. Now, your number is 312.
Right.
I would think in some cases that's what they would have to be. We work with people in this building that I would think if my score was 179, they're going to come up in the twos.
Oh,
and
easily,
like mid-twos.
Yeah. But I also wonder, like, that fat is weird. So when you lose weight, you're losing that... fat first, the one that's like surrounding your organs
that
underneath?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess it depends upon the way the fat is distributed in your body, where it goes and where it burns it off first. I believe the stomach fat is the last to go.
In men, for sure.
Yes.
I guess I think men and women, when we put on and lose fat, it's different. Like for men, it's in the stomach, which is where we put it on and where it comes off last. And in women, I think it is like the thighs and the butt.
Right. You're probably right about
like that.
Like that
section.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just.
It is frustrating for you.
I'm like, what would I weigh if I got that number down to 100? 143?
Maybe.
That's
but
insane.
I don't even see where there's any fat on your body. Like, I'd love for you to take a BMI index test. Because there's no way you have any.
No, the BMI, I'm normal.
Right. So, I mean, that's where you get a fat percentage from that test, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me,
it's weird.
I can't imagine you having more than 10% body fat. And an elite athlete is like 5%. An elite pro athlete is 5% body, like 3 to 5%.
I mean, when I take my shirt off and I turn sideways, I do still have
a little bit of belly
fat. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't know, like at 53, how you get that to go away unless I ate zero carbs.
Your next diet will be water and string beans.
I mean, my diets are gonna my next actually hardcore diet that I was considering doing that I'm interested in.
Us. Yes,
only because I love to see like the effects of food would be to do that thing that one dude is doing: meat and fruit.
Meat and fruit only.
Meat and fruit. Like,
can you have meat in a can?
Yeah, you can have meat in a can. So, like, what I would need to eliminate currently from my diet. Here's what I was thinking.
You're only going to be left with a piece of chicken and an orange.
Well, I will tell you that there are some things that I eat every day, which, according to some people, I should not be eating.
Were your rice cakes?
Oatmeal.
Oh, yeah. That amazes me that people say no to oatmeal.
Even though it's organic oatmeal, because they say oatmeal is one of the big crops that's sprayed with the glyphosate, okay, the Roundup. So, and then if it's organic, it doesn't get sprayed with that. So, but that, they say, is bloating and thing. The rice cakes, believe it or not, mm-hmm, even though they're nothing but air.
See, the peanut butter is a big problem, but not the way you eat it. They say peanut butter is a problem because people eat way more than what they should be. And yeah, peanut butter is very fattening.
Yes.
You can't go past those 2 tablespoons.
Yeah.
And the one thing I was reading just the other day, actually, is that most people, when they track their food, like I do, they will put down, oh, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and they'll put down a serving of peanut butter when they probably had 4.
Yes.
So instead of having 180 calories, which your counter will tell you, you might have had 600 or 700 calories of peanut butter in that sandwich.
Right.
And I've probably done that too in the past. I don't know. I'm not sure. But so, all right, so your rice cakes would be out. Your peanut butter would be out.
Right. Then I'm trying to think like
that. So right now you're not eating till 11 a.m.
Right.
Well, by the way,
I have oatmeal in the morning at home. Then I have another oatmeal when I get here,
right?
Or at 6:30.
Okay.
So that's 2 oatmeals would be gone.
Right.
Then for lunch I have eggs and
eggs would be out.
Fruit.
Too,
no, those eggs would be good.
Eggs would be good.
Eggs are good.
The only thing I will warn you is a friend of mine did this. Now he was meat, vegetables, fruit. That's it.
Okay.
There was no rice cakes, no peanut butter, no beans, no nothing. And he lost a lot of weight, looked really good, really quick, even quicker than G. The problem he ran into was he woke up one day after about 30 days or so and said, I cannot have another piece of steak. And I don't want the chicken. And I'm tired of the. And I mean, it went to crap quickly. Because once you got off it, your body was like, oh, we are going to eat that again. Yeah, feed me.
You're right.
So the effects you'll see, I think you will see as you get down to 94 pounds. But I don't know how sustainable that one is.
You're right. And listen, I do still love to have a Miller Lite or two.
I know you do.
And yeah, I'm going to do that. And I like to have pizza on the weekend or a pasta bolognese sauce, Jerry, mm-hmm, even with the meat.
Sure.
Now, I did see that the carnivore guy on Instagram, the carnivore doctor guy, he's in New York City right now.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah. He says he feels like a fish out of water.
Could you get him on? For real?
Maybe.
Like, I'm coming
on the podcast. Oh, you
love to have him in.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow or Friday.
I will reach out to him.
I would love to have a guest like that.
Carnivore
that would be
guy, yeah.
Sal's huge into nutrition.
Yeah.
And he's like you. It's this belly's driving him nuts. I would be fascinated by that.
He was in, and in fact, he was right near here. I just watched his Instagram story. He was trying to find animal products nearby, like things to fit in his diet.
Sure,
so he found like meat.
Yeah.
This guy drinks raw milk.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
It does sound horrible. Although I don't even know why that sounds horrible, but it does.
It's just because it just sounds terrible.
Yeah.
His bowel movements must be nasty.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh.
And he's funny too. Like when he travels, he tries to show you what he eats.
Yeah.
When he travels. Do you know, like, you cannot bring water on an airplane?
Correct.
But you can bring coconuts. He brings coconuts, cracks a hole in it, and puts a straw in it and drinks coconut juice on an airplane.
It's a bit hardcore.
That's what I'm saying. I'm definitely 100% reaching out to this
guy. If you could, I would love to have him in tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah.
That would be fun. I love that. Like, when Neil deGrasse Tyson, I would have preferred him here, but on the phone, it was different. It was fun. That would be awesome. I would be into that. And I don't have to ask Sal. He'd be into it.
But what if Aaron Rodgers signs?
So what?
Well, we'll know today, actually.
I mean, whatever.
We'll know today at 1 o'clock.
But even if he does and he doesn't, I mean,
We could say, this guy, I think his name is Paul. Paul, what would you recommend Aaron Rodgers when he comes here? If he's taking ayahuasca.
There is never a bad break in the action.
That's true.
To reset things.
All right, I'm going to reach out to him, Jerry.
I believe you. I believe you. I look forward to it.
Hmm.
I would love to have him on. 9 o'clock, perfect. Even 8 or 9.
We'll have him check out all of our visceral fats.
Oh, my God.
I'll have him bring in a beef heart for us to eat.
Can you? Ugh. No, I'm not doing that. Can you eat jerky?
Certain jerky, as long as it, yeah, there's certain jerky that doesn't add a ton of sugar.
What about the salt that they put in to preserve it?
A lot of these, most of these ingredients, people have no problem with salt as long as it's like sea salt and not the regular refined salt.
Yeah, like, is Old Trapper beef jerky using sea salt? I don't know. Maybe
no, but they have sugar in theirs.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, there's very few brands that don't have added sugar.
Got it. Okay.
So.
All right.
There's a brand, there's a beef stick that they sell at Costco called Archer. It's in a blue bag. It's 100% grass-fed, nothing else added to it. That's a good little snack. Yeah.
I like those snacks.
Yeah.
Those
beef sticks, Jerry.
Yeah.
More beef sticks.
More beef. Eat the beef.
Beef.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, it sounds like I've got an afternoon ahead of me, Jerry. I've got to fix this drain in my bathroom.
You do?
I've got to try to book a carnivore guy who's running around New York right now. Got to try to get him in.
Right.
All right, just those two things.
I mean, that's it. That's a day.
I walk my dog. Yeah, that's a whole thing.
You don't take my advice.
I got to eat my dinner.
Get a dog walker for one of these walks and go free yourself.
Free. Live. Jerry, are you saying that I should live, damn it?
Yes, I am.
Live.
Yes, I am. You know I am. Come on now.
Live, Jerry.
Help yourself out, man.
We got a live show meeting after
now?
This. Yeah.
All right.
About what we're doing.
Yeah.
For the actual live show.
Right on.
April 7th, Jersey City.
A friend of mine is coming to the show. He wants to do the chugging contest to end the show with Eddie.
Oh, is that right?
I'm driving him.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Spike if that will be allowed.
All right.
He will sign any waiver, and I will be responsible for him since he's not driving.
Nice.
That would be a fun way to
end
the show.
That would be a fun way to end the show.
He'll get his ass kicked, but he likes that. He does like doing that.
Okay.
And it'd be fun to have Eddie just whoop him.
Perfect.
All right.
All right, Jerry, let's do now. Oh, I'm doing this with CeeLo tomorrow. Warm-up show?
The warm-up show, yeah. I think so.
I enjoy CeeLo.
I love CeeLo.
I always have a good time with CeeLo.
I know what G said the one time, but I disagree.
I disagree, too.
I like it.
I think he was busting balls.
Okay, that's fine. I enjoy it.
Oh, wait till I hammer him. Now, I didn't do it today, Jerry. I saved it for tomorrow. I'm going to hammer him over the head about Bally Regional Sports Networks.
I referenced it. I told you. I knew you were going to say it. I don't give a crap, and I was going to turn my mic off and just let you go and then move on.
I actually don't even have any more new material. I did it all the last time it was announced.
When I saw the alien thing, I'm like, this is freaking me out.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Mothership's coming down to Earth soon.
It certainly sounds like it.
All right, Jerry. Right. So.